From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
President Trump at the White House Thursday announcing he had canceled a meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un set for next month. He said, "I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and, indeed, a setback for the world." Surprisingly, North Korea's reaction has been both subdued and conciliatory. In a statement, the North said, "We had set in high regards President Trump's efforts, unprecedented by any other president, to create a historic U.S.-North Korea summit. We tell the United States once more that we are open to resolving problems at any time in any way." North Korea has, as promised today, demolished its nuclear test site in a series of huge explosions as a small group of foreign journalists watched. Republican and Democratic leaders have given classified briefings on the investigation into Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential campaign. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Two highly unusual briefings for Democratic and Republican lawmakers were held on Capitol Hill to address President Donald Trump's allegations that his campaign was illegally spied on by the FBI. The second meeting came about after Democrats complained that the initial briefing was only offered to two Republican House members, Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes and Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Trey Gowdy. After the second briefing, Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, told reporters,
"Nothing we heard today has changed our view."
What the lawmakers were told was not divulged. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. China and Japan are reacting negatively to news that President Trump is considering placing new tariffs of as much as 25% on imported automobiles. The Chinese Commerce Ministry said Thursday that abusing national security clauses undermines the multilateral trade system. Japan's trade minister said the proposed tariffs would bring turmoil to the global market. The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by what it says is a significant increase in the number of people fleeing violence and persecution in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 294,000 asylum seekers and refugees from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador were forced to flee their homes in 2017, a 58% increase from the previous year. It says the vast majority have fled to Belize, Mexico, and the United States, and increasingly to Costa Rica and Panama in search of refugee protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein is expected to be indicted on criminal sex charges in New York. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The disgraced film mogul is expected to turn himself into authorities in Manhattan to face sex assault charges. Multiple accusations against Weinstein, beginning last fall, exposed what is alleged to have been a decades-long practice of forcing himself on actresses and assistants in the movie business. The charges led to the withdrawal of honors and the collapse of Weinstein's production company. They also ignited or reignited an array of criminal sex abuse investigations in multiple cities. 2 months ago, the NYPD chief of detectives said police had handed a lot of information on the former mogul to a grand jury. Weinstein denies any wrongdoing. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Academy Award-winning actor Morgan Freeman apologized Thursday to anyone he may have offended after CNN reported he had sexually harassed multiple women. 8 women told CNN that Freeman engaged in inappropriate behavior on movie sets during promotional tours. In a statement, the 80-year-old Freeman said, "I apologize to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent." Police say a man armed with a pistol walked into a restaurant in Oklahoma City and opened fire Thursday, wounding 2 people before being shot dead by an armed civilian in the parking lot. The shooting happened at Louis on the Lake. A woman and a young girl are undergoing surgery for gunshot wounds. They're expected to survive. Police say the shooting appeared to be a random act. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.